All right, so today we're gonna really dive into this whole world of video game voice acting. And we're gonna be talking with, or rather about, John St. John,
Yes.
the voice of Duke Nukem.
One of the greats.
Yeah, and you know what? It's not even just about video games. I think this is about, the creative process behind these iconic voices, the technology that makes it all happen, and maybe even a little Hollywood drama along the way.
Absolutely.
You've provided us with this awesome interview of John St. John,
Yeah.
and let's just get into it.
Let's do it.
So what's so interesting about John St. John's story is how much range
Yeah.
and versatility actually goes into being a voice actor.
Right.
I mean, it's easy to think, oh, they just talk for a living.
Right. Like anybody can do that.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to it.
There really is.
Yeah.
It's almost like you said, this hidden world of talent and dedication.
Definitely. And St. John's a perfect example.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy who started out literally doing cartoon impressions
Right.
as a kid,
As a kid.
like totally captivated by those Saturday morning shows.
Totally. And it's like, those early impressions weren't just for fun.
No.
It's almost like an athlete, practicing drills.
Right.
Except he's honing his ear for different voices,
Yes.
practicing accents,
Yep.
learning how to embody a character using only his voice.
Exactly. And it wasn't long before those skills landed him a gig as a morning radio personality.
Oh yeah.
Right? Like that whole like wacky.
Wacky morning zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And think about what those DJs have to do,
Oh my God.
right? They got to be quick-witted. They got to keep the energy up sometimes for hours.
Yeah, switch between characters on a dime nail
Yeah.
impersonations. And they have to keep listeners hooked with their voice alone.
Right.
Those are skills that translate incredibly well to voice acting,
Yeah.
especially in a fast-paced, in-your-face game like Duke Nukem.
It's really true. It's almost like perfect training in hindsight, right?
Totally.
And speaking of Duke Nukem,
Yes.
imagine being John St. John
I see.
in 1995, right?
Walking into that audition.
Walking into the audition for what would become one of the most iconic video games of all
Oh
time,
no.
Duke Nukem 3D.
Duke Nukem 3D. That's a game changer.
It was a game changer.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember,
Yeah.
Duke Nukem 3D wasn't just any game.
No, it
It
was.
was revolutionary.
It really was.
Yeah. Especially when it came to using voice acting
Yeah.
to create a more immersive experience.
Oh,
Think
absolutely.
about it. Remember how intense those multiplayer matches were back then?
Oh, yeah.
Your heart's pounding, adrenaline's pumping,
Yeah.
and then you hear Duke's voice,
Come on.
just those one-liners, just adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
And St. John's performance, I mean, that's a huge part of why those moments were so memorable.
Huge part. Yeah.
He made Duke more than just a generic action hero.
He did. He really did.
He was the badass.
Yes.
He was the wisecracker.
Yeah.
He was the guy that you either loved or loved to hate.
Right. And that's what's often overlooked about voice acting.
Yeah.
It's the way that they can elevate a character beyond what's written on a page.
Beyond the words.
Yeah, St. John gave Duke that over-the-top personality,
Yeah.
that distinct attitude that resonated with so many gamers.
He really did.
Totally.
And here's where I think it gets even more interesting.
Okay.
Back then, the technology for
Yeah.
voice acting, especially in video games,
Right.
was a little well limited.
It was very
You're
limited.
talking 8-bit mono sound,
Oh, yeah.
which is a far cry from the amazing soundscapes we're
Yeah.
used to today.
Right. And that's where the real skill of the sound engineers and the voice directors came in.
Oh, totally.
Because they had to work within these really tight technical constraints
Right.
and still try to get the best performance possible out of the actors.
It's true. It's so true. And it's funny because those limitations actually led to a unique kind of creative freedom
That's right.
for voice actors like John St. John. Because memory was so limited in those early games,
Right.
voice actors often had more freedom to record multiple takes, try different line deliveries, and even improvise a bit.
Yes.
And then they'd edit it all together later to fit within the game's technical limits.
Exactly. That's so different from how it works now,
So different.
where everything is so much more precise and,
Yeah.
planned out.
Yeah. It was a very different world back then.
It really was.
And it's fascinating to think that
Yeah.
St. John himself has said he initially hated how his voice sounded in those early games
Really?
because of the technical limitations.
Wow.
Can you
I
imagine?
can't even imagine hating how my own voice sounds.
I
You
know.
know what I mean?
That just blows my mind. I guess it goes to show how much things have changed
Really does.
in the world of sound
Oh
design.
my gosh, yeah.
Okay, so get ready for this because this next part is wild.
Okay.
Those original recordings of St. John's performance in Duke Nukem 3D.
Yeah.
They're gone.
What?
Vanished.
You're kidding.
Like, they're gone.
No way.
Oof. Are you serious?
Like the master recordings?
Oh my gosh.
They're just gone.
Wow.
It's like trying to find a pristine vinyl record of your favorite album from the 90s.
Right.
Except in this case, it's Duke Nukem's iconic voice.
Mmm, man.
And it's gone.
That's wild.
It makes you realize how much history can be lost in the digital age, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. It's crazy.
It really makes you wonder, like, what other treasures from gaming history are out there.
Right. Just waiting to be rediscovered.
Or lost forever.
Or lost forever.
Yeah.
It's kind of sad in a way.
It is. It's like a little piece of history.
Yeah.
Gone.
And, you know, it also highlights how quickly technology evolves.
Oh, gosh, yes.
What was once cutting edge
right.
becomes obsolete, like in the blink of an eye.
Yeah. Like comparing those clunky car phones from the 80s
oh, yeah.
to the smartphones we have today.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
I know, it's crazy.
Huge.
I know.
Speaking of technology and entertainment colliding.
Okay.
Remember all those rumors about a Duke Nukem movie?
Oh, yeah.
Back in the early 2000s, yeah. Imagine that hitting the big screen, Duke Nukem.
That would have been.
The movie, it's such a fascinating what-if scenario, right?
It is.
The special effects, the action sequences, all with St. John bringing Duke Nukem to life.
Yes.
In the flesh.
In the flesh, I love it.
Or at least on film.
Right.
So Hollywood comes calling.
Okay.
Contracts are on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then, poof. What happened?
It all falls apart.
Why?
And the reason.
Yeah.
Sunglasses.
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 What do you mean?
Apparently the studio wanted Duke to take his shades off.
No.
At some point in the movie.
No.
You know, for that whole showing vulnerability thing.
Oh, come on.
But the creators, they were adamant.
Yeah.
Duke Nukem never reveals his eyes.
That's Duke.
Ever.
You can't see his eyes.
It's like Superman.
Exactly.
And his secret identity.
Right. Like, that's part of the mystique.
It's part of the allure.
Exactly. And it's funny, though, because what seemed like such a deal breaker back then,
yeah.
needing tons of CGI
right.
to pull off a character like Duke Nukem,
yeah.
it's totally normal now.
It's totally doable now.
Right. And, you know, it wasn't just the sunglasses issue.
Oh, really? What else?
They were throwing around all these big names for casting.
Oh, yeah. Like who?
Kurt Russell.
Oh, wow.
Even Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Get out of here.
They were really considering it.
Wow.
But you know what's interesting?
Right.
St. John makes a really convincing case for a CGI Duke Nukem.
Okay.
Especially now with how successful
yeah.
those R-rated animated movies like Sausage Party
oh,
have been.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a really good point.
Like, we've seen such a shift in animation.
We have.
Where adult humor and themes are becoming more accepted.
Totally.
And you know, a CGI Duke Nukem movie with St. John doing the voice? I mean, that could be a box office hit.
That could be huge. Yeah.
And you know what's even better?
What?
St. John is totally on board with that vision for Duke's future.
He is?
He wants more games.
Sure.
He wants merchandise.
Okay.
He even talked about a holographic Duke Nukem game. Talk about thinking ahead of the curve, right?
That's amazing.
It just goes to show how deeply connected he is to this character.
It really does. He sees his voice as so crucial to Duke Nukem's identity.
As he should.
And rightfully so.
Absolutely.
I mean, he's not just lending his voice.
No.
He is Duke Nukem's personality.
He is.
That unmistakable attitude.
It's incredible to think how far video game technology has come.
It really is.
And how important voice acting has become.
Oh, yeah.
In creating these immersive worlds that we just love to get lost in.
Totally. And St. John's career.
Right.
It perfectly mirrors that evolution.
It does.
From those early days of 8-bit mono sound.
Right.
To the potential for holographic gaming.
Yeah.
He's been there every step of the way.
It's pretty awesome.
Ready to breathe life into these characters.
You know, it's funny. This whole deep dive, I mean, it's really given me like a whole new appreciation
yeah.
for the artistry
mm-hmm.
and the dedication of voice actors like John St. John.
Totally.
They don't just, you know, read lines.
Not
they right. embody these characters.
Right. They bring them to life.
They bring them to life and they leave a lasting impact, I think. On pop culture.
Absolutely. But. And they often do it without the recognition.
It's true.
That's given to actors in other mediums.
Right.
You know, their faces may not be plastered on billboards.
Right.
But their voices resonate with millions of fans.
For sure.
worldwide.
Yeah. So as we kind of wrap up this deep dive
yeah.
into the world of Duke Nukem and the man behind the voice, I don't know about you, but I'm kind of left with a sense of wonder and excitement for the future of gaming.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what other video game characters are out there?
Right.
Just waiting for the right, you know, technological advancements and creative vision to make that leap to the big screen.
To make that leap. And hey, if you ever find yourself wandering through Dollywood,
okay,
keep an ear out for that buzzard.
All right.
On the Mystery Mine ride.
The buzzard.
Okay. You just might hear a familiar, albeit a bit creepier,
a little creepier,
voice echoing through the caverns.
I love it.
It might just be John St. John.
Of course.
Still rocking the voice acting world, one character at a time.
There you go.